This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News report from the BBC.
In 1930, Alfred Rouse faked his own death. He hit a man over the head and put him in a car which he then set alight in Hardingston, a small town in Northamptonshire, UK. Rouse then fled to Wales, but his crime was discovered and he was convicted of murder and hanged. But if Rouse did not die in the burning car, who was the victim? DNA tests are being carried out in the hope of answering this question. Paul Davies, 63, from South Wales, believes his missing great-grandfather could be the mystery man. Mr. Davies said his great-grandfather, James Brick, lived near Rouse's girlfriend. Mr. Brick had 9 children, but he left his family and disappeared shortly after he inherited some money. Rouse was having money problems at the time of the crime. If Rouse had come across James Brick and learned he had money, it could have been an incentive to kill him, says Mr. Davies. Also, like Rouse, Mr. Brick had red hair. This could have been another reason for Rouse to choose him as a victim. Who really died in Alfred Rouse's car? Was it James Brick? Perhaps these questions will be answered soon. Scientists at Northumbria University have successfully extracted DNA from the victim of the murder. It's just possible that they might be able to identify the body 85 years after the murder took place.
News report from bbclearningenglish.com.